Good morning. These are the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, January 11th, 2007. The headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network at sevillepodcast.com. The General Assembly is open for business in Richmond. Governor Kane asked the House and Senate last night to consider his plan for solving Virginia's transportation problems. Kane says traffic congestion is too important an issue to walk away from, but his $850 million plan is unlikely to pass the House because it contains tax increases. Kane also told the Assembly he'd like to see tax breaks for low-income Virginians and an increase in the state's minimum wage. A man who turned himself in on assault charges is dead after keeling over in his Danville jail cell. 47-year-old Steve Walker died just after midnight yesterday, just a few hours after he surrendered to police. The results of an autopsy are still pending. A spokesman for the city jail says the death is not seen as suspicious. Charlottesville police have arrested three teenagers for a crime spree that included an assault on an elderly woman. The Daily Progress reports the men are accused of three robberies, one burglary, and several firearms violations. One of the incidents involved the robbing of a pizza delivery driver at gunpoint. Most of the crimes were committed in the Harris Street area between August and New Year's Eve of last year. Piedmont Virginia Community College may be expanding its nursing program. Aaron Kessler writes in the Daily Progress the school is seeking funds for the program, which school officials say could help with Virginia's nursing shortage. PVCC President Frank Friedman says it will cost about $200,000 to add licensed practical nurse certification to the college's existing Associates of Nursing program. If funds are found, the school will train 20 new nurses a year. And finally, a North Carolina developer has filed plans with Lynchburg officials to build an apartment complex on the site of the Fort Flea Market and Drive-In. 17 three-story buildings would be built on the 33.5-acre plot off of Timberlake Road. Part of the property must be rezoned for the development to go through. And these have been the Gateway Virginia headlines for Thursday, January 11th, 2007. The headlines are a project between Media General Newspapers in Virginia and the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. You can read more on these stories at gatewayva.com. They're produced at the studios of WNRN in Charlottesville by me, Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow.